Welcome to Your Gospel here on Gospel for Grampian. Your Gospel is all about making sure that wherever you come from, you'll be able to hear the Gospel. Your Gospel in Gaelic.
Other summon shin, a grave gian soul. Canuke and yen vink fein, a hum kepeneche cretison, nas chrysere, a camille vehe hirieke. Wat gaat de gutier en wacht een hul? Ik heb een jeetje en zul. Ach, ik heb een kamig en zul. Het is heerig treetsen.
Your gospel aims to make the gospel available in languages from around the world. It's taken from John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Look out for more from Your Gospel at the top of the hour every hour on Gospel for Grampian. listen.g4g.org.uk. If you'd like to catch up with our podcasts, then it's podcast.g4g.
I prayed God for Jesus, his lovely Son that he sent to the world because he loves us so much. God inhabits the praises of his people. Gospel for Grampian, living life to the full.
A very good afternoon to you, and a welcome along to this Community Elements show. Broadcasting here from home in Maastricht, but we're still on air. We're going to be starting off as we usually do. Very good afternoon and welcome along to this Community Elements show. And we're starting off with Brian's good news. And if you hear us in a different place, yes, we are at Torre St. Fiddick's Church. And we're doing this program from here, actually, because right outside the studio, we have some roadworks taking place, and they're digging fiber optic cables and such like, so they're making quite a racket. Anyway, that's not going to stop us from broadcasting, and we will start off with a rather 6'7" tall doggy. Yes. I can't think of many people who are that high, Brian.
Well, I'm not. My name, when I was young, I was called Shorty.
Yes.
I've grown a bit since then, but I haven't reached 6'7" yet.
No, well, indeed, I'm not 6'7" either, but I think I know someone who is quite close to that, which is a fair height. Anyway, this needs to be 6'7" and above, and into the good news, Brian.
Very good. Members of the public are being encouraged to follow in the footprints of a much championed children's mascot. Charlie House, which supports children, young people and babies living with complex disabilities and or life-limiting conditions, is inviting hopefuls to come forward to take on the role of Charlie Dog. The mascot, which is sponsored by business Metoli Woods, often visits schools and attends events such as balls, fun runs and brunches. Quite the celebrity, he's also often featured in the media. Auditions are to take place on April 21st at Inchgarth Community Centre. Progressive Charlie Dogs will be asked to don the costume and take on a series of challenges. They will be asked to showcase their best dance moves and run a mini assault course to ensure they're up to the challenge of helping at the charity's activities and events. As well as someone needed to go into the suit, a friend is also required to guide Charlie Dog around. Leigh Riley, children and family support member at Charlie House, said, "We have a fabulous team of volunteers who help us in so many different ways, including being Charlie Dog and his guide. As Charlie Dog's diary gets busier and busier, we are looking for more people to help out with this role. Apart from being lots of fun, it's also a flexible role where volunteers can sign up for individual activities to fit with their diaries. We ask that volunteers are over 16 years old and Charlie Dog candidates need to be more than 5'7", as it is a substantial costume. Charlie House is based in Aberdeen and it launched its Big Build appeal last November with the aim of raising £8 million. The money will go towards building a specialist support centre set in 4 acres of ground at Woodend Hospital. Featuring 8 children's bedrooms and associated family accommodation, it will provide respite for families from the North East who currently have to travel more than 100 miles to Kinross for a respite centre. It will also feature a number of facilities, including a teen den, soft play area, therapy room, star room for the end-of-life care and bereavement, and an outdoor play area and sensory gardens, and adaptable meeting and office space that can be used by the Charlie House team and medical staff. Anyone who would like to audition to be the mascot or his guide should contact volunteer@charliehouse.org.uk or call 01224 313333. A heroic driver who saved a man's life after a passenger collapsed and stopped breathing on his bus has been nominated for a top award. Paul McLeod has been put forward for the upcoming Scottish Transport Awards later this year. He will compete against 9 other drivers in the Frontline Employee of the Year category, including Claire Munro, a colleague at First Aberdeen. Claire was nominated after an incident in October last year where an elderly woman tripped after getting off the bus. Paul was driving the number 12 bus in Torrey in June last year when he was alerted to a gravely ill passenger. After discovering the man, believed to be in his 40s, wasn't breathing, Paul started CPR until an ambulance crew arrived. Paul, who has been with the firm for 15 years, had previously worked as an auxiliary nurse. Using his knowledge of CPR, he was able to get the man breathing again, saving his life. He said, "I don't remember how long I was doing CPR for. The whole incident happened quite fast. I was shocked when a passenger told me that someone had collapsed and they were slumped on the seat. We moved him to the priority seating for more room and we saw he wasn't breathing. The other passenger was there with me and he was a huge help. If anything happens on my bus, I just do what I can to help. I think anyone would do the same in that situation." The ambulance arrived within about 10 minutes and they took over. We had managed to get the man breathing again. Paul said, "I'm quite proud to have been shortlisted for an award." His colleague, Claire, was driving the number 13 bus when the incident happened on Park Street. Alice Smith, who was 78 at the time of the incident, has thanked Claire for all the help she was given after her fall. Claire said, "I am thrilled to be shortlisted for the Scottish Transport Awards and it is great to receive recognition for helping Mrs. Smith. I just did the decent thing to help an elderly passenger who had fallen. I couldn't have just driven away without helping her. I'm glad she is okay." Andrew Jarvis, Managing Director of First Bus, said, "I am delighted to see the number of shortlisted entries for this year's Scottish Transport Awards in June." Don's fans were today paying tribute to a devoted supporter after he lost his battle with cancer. Paul Hugeson, 57, followed his favourite team around the world and was well known for his role within the club's disabled supporters group. Fellow fans were due to honour his life with a minute's applause in the 57th minute of this afternoon's Premiership fixture against Dundee at Dens Park. Although he was born in Liverpool, Paul was brought up in Peterkooter from the age of 6 months and lived in Aberdeen until 2016 when he moved to Shetland with his wife Iris. After moving north, he maintained his love for the Dons, becoming a committee member of the Shetland Red Supporters Club. His friends and family said Paul was a true gentleman who would light up the room. Iris said Paul was a very loving and caring man who had boundless energy. He was charismatic and brought sunshine and laughter into any company where he was present. He also had great sensitivity and an understanding about what was appropriate in any given situation. He was able to connect with people as soon as he met them. His uncle, Noel Hewson, said he was a lovely guy. He was so highly regarded, and it will be great to see the Dons fans paying tribute to him. He would have loved it. Paul's caring nature was demonstrated through his work for the Newton D charity, which helps adults with special needs. He went on to work for Cyrenians, providing support for people affected by addiction and homelessness, and Inspire, helping people with additional support needs. As a champion for disabled supporters, he accompanied one to a Europa League fixture against Maribor in Slovenia. His friend Joe Christie, a fellow member of the Shetland Reds, who helped organise a tribute at this afternoon's game, said, "It's not very often you come across a guy who loved Aberdeen FC as much as Paul. He was a true gentleman who would light up the room as soon as he entered it. His eyes lit up when speaking about Aberdeen FC, Disabled Supporters Club, which he worked alongside. He was somebody with the kindest of hearts who would do anything for anybody. It wasn't a chore for him. It was a pleasure. And he would do it with that big smile of his." A spokesman for Aberdeen FC said, "Everyone at the club was extremely saddened to learn of Paul's passing. He was a huge supporter and did so much for other supporters. We are sure the applause will be ringing around Dens Park in memory of him." A schoolboy has won an award for helping people in need, and now he is on a mission to feed the homeless. Ryan Bannerman was just 11 when he started helping out at the Future Choices community group, which lays on special activities for disabled people in the city. Now 13, Gilkinston Primary School pupil has been awarded a Saltire Ascent certificate, recognising 50 hours of volunteering with the company. After being praised by Aberdeen Central MSP Kevin Stewart for his selflessness, Ryan said the only thanks he wants is for people to give him McDonald's Monopoly tokens. He explained, "The tokens can be exchanged for meals, and we can then give those meals to the homeless. We want to donate as many meals and drinks to people in need as possible, and I am getting a lot of help from Future Choices and Aberdeen Street Friends. People always seem so surprised that someone of my age can give up their time to help others, but to me, I just enjoy helping people and putting a smile on their faces." Last year, Ryan collected 150 tokens and wants to beat that total this year, time around. Explaining what inspired him to help at Future Choices, Ryan said, "My brother Lewis, who is now 17, helped out there and I wanted to follow in his footsteps. It's nice to be nice." Mr. Stewart, who presented Ryan with his volunteer award, said, "Ryan is doing a power of work for the community and deserves to have that recognised. He sets a wonderful example to his peers and everyone else." Future Choices Chairman David Forbes said, "The brothers are great lads and have done so much to help others. Ryan has done wonderfully well. To come to us aged 11 and put in all those hours is great. I really hope people can donate their McDonald's tokens so he can help more people. If you have spare tokens, you can write to Future Choices via futurechoices.org.uk or call into Inchgarth Community Centre on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We have a scripture text this week from 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16, which says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Brian. Just thinking, there's a lot seems going on in the Inchgarth Community Centre. I know they have got a lot going on. There's a lot going on in many of the community centres. But just to pick up on Ryan Bannerman, who has got his 50 hours worth of volunteering for the community.
A tremendous contribution.
And it just shows also his heart, but also his upbringing too.
Indeed.
That he, in order to get to this point, I'm sure he would have been encouraged.
Oh, his parents are obviously decent people as well, and his brother. That's a very encouraging story, isn't it?
Definitely, yes. And then we've got the encouraging story of just thinking the Dons fans and the guy who's moved to Shetland, Paul Hewson.
Yes.
It is a lovely tribute to him too.
It's a very deserved tribute as well, isn't it? Because he's been giving over his life to others and helping and encouraging them. There's so many people that have problems in life, that even loneliness and things, and there he was stepping in to help as much as possible.
And then giving people joy whenever he entered the room.
I know. That's some testimony to his life, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's brilliant, actually.
And then we've got Monsieur Charlie Dog, where we started off talking about that, but I'm relieved to see it's actually a 5'7" costume as opposed to a 6'7" costume.
Did I say 6'7"?
Well, no, you did. You told me at the start beforehand.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. They were kidding me. You were having me on. But it is actually 5'7". It is a substantial costume, but even so, that's quite tall. I think I might be able to fit that one, actually.
It would be a very good service that you'd be doing if you did that.
Mind you, they used to, the Aberdeen City used to actually have a costume of Spotless the Leopard. And Spotless was really about encouraging people to recycle, reuse, reduce waste and not to be throwing litter away. So that's why he was called Spotless. I remember wearing that costume on one or two occasions, and boy, wasn't it hot. It didn't really feel like being able to do any gymnastics. So it would have to be a pretty special person to get into this costume and do acrobatics and all the rest of it that would obviously delight people. But at the same time, it'd be very, very hot for the wearer, I'm sure. Unless it's air conditioned.
Nevertheless, wouldn't they be, you would feel lifted up?
Oh, yes.
By what they were doing and achieving.
And achieving, yes. I think it would, as I say, it would have to be a very special person to actually do that. And that's why they're holding these auditions, actually, at
Inchgarth
Community Centre. That's the second mention of Inchgarth.
That's true.
But then we've got the heroic driver, and indeed there are two heroic drivers already mentioned there, because you've got Paul McLeod, but also Claire as well. When a lady tripped, Paul saw to the gentleman who was
he'd stopped breathing.
A major issue, but then they got him breathing again, and the ambulance crews were able to then take over.
That's brilliant, because that guy, he was dead.
Yes.
He is alive.
He is alive,
hallelujah,
yes.
To that.
Yes. To everyone, I would say choose life. Most definitely. And there's a lot to celebrate, and it's great, Brian, for you coming in and doing these good news stories. So we thank you for that. Could you go through the scripture once again?
Willingly. From 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?"
Brian, can I thank you very much for that, and we'll look forward to catching up with you at the same time next week, and hopefully they will have finished those roadworks by the pathworks by the time we get there. But it may well be that we shall see whether the rest of the show is going to be marked with lots of noise, or whether I have to find a different room tomorrow to do the broadcast. Well, anyway, there you go. Thank you, Brian, and see you again next week. We thank Brian once again for coming in and doing his good news, and we're hoping that after the time of lockdown, about 2 or 3 weeks' time, we'll be able to get back and do some more Brian's good news once again. This is the Community Elements Show, and what's been going on, and how are companies and organisations faring with this lockdown? Well, let's first think about the great work that is done by Christians Against Poverty. Now, who are Christians Against Poverty to start off with? Poverty just loves to destroy lives and it breaks families apart. It isolates people from friends and family, shatters confidence, and drives many to think that suicide is the only way out. UK poverty is real, with millions locked in its miserable grip, and we're not prepared to sit back and wreak havoc across the nation. That's why CAP is on a mission to restore hope to those who are lost, hurting, in partnership with incredible local churches across the UK. Christians Against Poverty are bringing life-changing freedom and good news to people in desperate need. Sharon from Cookston says, CAP has given me back my husband, my family, my life and my faith, which debt had taken hostage. So let's go and have a little look at what is actually happening in this time of the restrictions. Due to the ongoing COVID-19 outbreak, CAP have had to temporarily stop all face-to-face debt help visits, community groups and events, although they don't want that to disrupt the service. But people have always come first, and priority is health and well-being of those we help and volunteers. They're working with partners, churches and other organisations to ensure that they can continue to bring real support and love of Jesus where it is most needed. And they're looking at the kind of debt service they can provide across at this time. It's likely to involve phone consultation, but they have some compliance and data elements to work through. The local church has never been more essential. At the same time, services may not be possible for a period of time. Other acts of compassion, generosity and love are perfectly doable, and they all play their part in encouraging and facilitating. Now, if you want to help CAP with your debts but haven't called CAP yet, while CAP are working out the best service possible, they've had to temporarily stop taking new clients. But this page will be updated. So if you want to find out more about CAP, the great work that they would normally be doing, then go along to the capuk.org website and you can find out what is possible. So just keep going back to that site and they will be able to help and advise you during this time. Now let's have a look at the work of Teen Challenge in Sunnybrae. Teen Challenge in Sunnybrae have a number of different outreaches. Now, the first of these outreaches is at Sunnybrae, the men's residential centre in the heart of the Scottish countryside near Fyvie. And this is set away from the hustle and bustle of towns and cities. And this offers a peaceful retreat for those struggling with life-controlling addictions. It's a haven for men and looking for help with addictions, with its team of devoted staff and volunteers compassionately caring for all residents as they prepare the new students for fresh lives. For more information on Sunnybrae and to find out what help they're offering even in this time of the COVID restrictions, contact 01651 891 627 or email through to info@tcns.org.uk. There's nothing mentioned actually on the website about restrictions, but you would be best to contact them. Either go to tcns.org.uk or that telephone number 01651 891 627, or you can email through to info@tcns.org.uk. Now, the second place they have is the Women's Addiction Residential Recovery Refuge called Banaya. At the refuge, residents have the opportunity to turn their lives around through leaving the hurt and chaos of their past to build healthy and vibrant futures. Banaya means God has built, and it's the only residential centre in Scotland that allows mothers to continue living with their children while the parent works on their recovery. Youngsters are able to stay at the centre full-time, allowing the mother to address personal issues and to create a better life for her and her child. The centre can also accommodate pregnant women with addictions. Banaya's staff have strong relationships with local social services to help
and reunite residents with their children at the safest and most appropriate time. For more information, contact Benaiah on 01771 620 100. That's 01771 620 100. Or email Benaiah, BENAIAH, at tcns.org.uk. Now again, there's no information about how any COVID restrictions may be impacting these this organisation, Teen Challenge in Sunnybrae, but you should go along to the website tcns.org.uk and you'll be able to pick up all this information. Now let's go along to Social Bite, and Social Bite are doing a great work both in Aberdeen City and in Edinburgh. Now, the founder of Social Bite is Josh Littlejohn, who's the Social Bite co-founder. He says, I want to tell you about how we've been affected by the COVID-19 outbreak, and we're working to respond, hopefully how you can help too. Every hospitality business across the world, the corona outbreak has put Social Bite's future into uncertainty. They currently operate 5 social enterprise cafes throughout Scotland where they offer free food to those in need. 1 in 3 of the workforce have struggled with homelessness. All of these cafes, as well as a corporate catering business, have been forced to close like many others. Furthermore, homeless and vulnerable people they support on a daily basis will be worst affected. Imagine being homeless and having no option to self-isolate or stock up on supplies, with many support services you're relying on closing down. Alongside homeless people, there are thousands of people who end up in food poverty, families who are relying on free school meals, and those who have been made redundant due to the crisis. So this is what they're doing to help, and other useful information. If you need further urgent attention, call 0131 353 0250. The phone line is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. each weekday, and you can email them on info@socialbite.co.uk. While the Social Bite shops are closed to paying customers, they're providing free food packs to take away 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. each day, and from 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturdays in Glasgow, to people affected by homelessness and food poverty. You can find them at Glasgow Social Bite, 103 Vincent Street in Glasgow, G25EA. In Edinburgh, Social Bite on 131 Rose Street in Edinburgh, EH23DT, and in Aberdeen, at 516 Union Street in Aberdeen, AB101TT. They're taking the greatest possible care to ensure the social distancing of people coming to collect the food and ensure the safety of the frontline workers from possible exposure to COVID-19. The restaurant Vesta is currently closed, and people affected by homelessness can still access free takeaway food at their Edinburgh Rose Street shop. Delivery of emergency food packs is Social Bite is delivering up to 4,000 emergency food packs across Edinburgh, Glasgow, Aberdeen and Dundee each weekday. They've reached their current capacity for the service and are working hard to expand what they do, raising more funds and thinking of ways and locations they can produce more food packs. Organisations and community groups, if you're getting in touch from an organisation or community group to see if they can deliver food packs to you now at full capacity, do send your inquiry to info@socialbite.co.uk and they'll pass on to their emergency response teams who will keep your information details on file in case they're able to expand their reach. They say you might be able to search the SCVOs, that's the Coronavirus Community Assistance Directory, which gives in details of other organisations offering help. Individual, if you're an individual who's struggling to access food during lockdown or self-isolation and wondering if they can help, please do get in touch on the details above. That's info@socialbite.co.uk. allergens. If you are struggling to access food with allergens or intolerances, do not fear, they have a way to help you. Now, donations. If you'd like to make a financial donation, they say you're amazing, and you can make a financial donation from the website. You could also send by post, but you should contact Louise Hutson on socialbite.co.uk. Now, I'll try and run through those contact details once again. Food donations, they are focused, that Social Bite we're talking about, focused on making emergency food parcels as quickly and as efficiently as possible in order to be effective and help as many people as possible. So if you're based in Edinburgh, the Royal Bank of Scotland have kindly turned the conference centre at Gogar Burn into a drop-off point for donated non-perishable food and essential items, with Social Bite, together with other charity partners and food banks, will ensure gets distributed to those in need. It's open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day, and it can be found at 175 Glasgow Road in Edinburgh, EH129SB. For more information about what items are needed, there's a link to click, and they do have full social distancing and hygiene processes in place. To contact them about a drop-off, you can contact douglas.bain at rbs.co.uk. There's also sections on volunteering. They have a lot of this kind of offer. So if you've got spare time, able to drive, or have a food safety qualifications, do get in touch. info@socialbite.co.uk, and they'll get back as soon as they can. Mental health support. If you're struggling with your mental health, self-isolation, or you've lost your job and are seeking support or advice, you can check out the various phone lines and links with organisations. So Breathing Space, a free confidential helpline for anyone in Scotland who's low, anxious or depressed, 0800 838587. Cope Scotland, reducing social isolation through the phone and helpful signposting to more specific services. Phone 0141 944 5490 or text 07763 743 296. There's also Sam H. Online hub for information and support during coronavirus and signposting to other national services. There's the link which is available there. If you have a concern for an individual in your community, perhaps a friend or a family member or someone in your community, check out the COVID Mutual Aid resources. And there's a UK-wide volunteer network of community groups who can assist you. You'll be surprised to see even rural locations have a group nearby. Click on the nearest pin on the map, they'll find a volunteer group. For a comprehensive signposting list of services and resources available, all kinds of different concerns for housing, domestic abuse, financial support, specific health issues and more. And they say finish off on that page by saying thank you and stay safe, which is really all we can say is do stay safe. But there is a huge amount of help out there, and these helpers, these charities, are really looking out for as much help as possible of what you can give. So we have links from our website to the Social Bite website, links through to Teen Challenge, and a link as well through to CAP, Christians Against Poverty. We're coming up to the end of the information that we're giving out, but once again we would ask you to stay safe. Stay indoors, especially if you are in a risk group like I am. I'm trying to stick away as much as I can. But that doesn't mean to say that we shouldn't get involved in the community or try to help in some way. So one of the ways that we've been trying to help is I work with Aberdeen City Council as a countryside ranger. Though we've been having to work from home largely, we are using our daily walks to check out on things where we can in the countryside, and also look out for wildlife and also make up videos. And some of the videos that we've been making up, Helen and myself, we've got given a bird box with a camera in it, and have now managed to make it such that we can see it on not only a television, but actually stream the footage from the bird box. Yes, we do have a pair of blue tits who have started and have, I would say, almost successfully set up home. They've furnished it out with lots and lots of moss, and today they've been bringing in a lot of feathers. I can see a lot of feathers up on the screen here. So there's a lot of activity being going on. And if you go to the Countryside Surprises YouTube channel, you'll see quite a few videos with it, and further video going up later on today. We live stream from about 8 o'clock each morning, and hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to live stream quite a bit during the day. So we're looking forward to being able to do that, and hopefully you might soon be able to see the female sitting on her nest and perhaps even starting to lay eggs within a few days. So looking forward to that a lot. I have to say, these blue tits are remarkably cute, and all those who have seen it so far have been commenting that it's good footage, but it's the birds that actually make the footage. So excellent. So we're looking forward to some great bird TV if you want to do that. But what you can do in your own gardens, if you have a bird feeder at all, perhaps in your shed, and perhaps you have some bread or some nuts, and you're able to put some nuts out, some bird feed, then do that. And then you can attract a whole variety of different birds to your bird feeders. Have a look out and see what birds you can see. There are a number of organisations who do take records, biological records, and one of these here in the north of Scotland is Nesbrick. That's the Northeast of Scotland Biological Records Centre. You can go to Nesbrick online and type in N-E-S-B-R-E-C, Nesbrick, and you can actually enter records. If you know where you live, you can just click on the map and then enter your details. They just want to know who's seen it, what was seen, where it was seen, and you'll be able to enter those details in. And if you don't know something, then you can actually take a photograph of it. Oh, there's a blue tick come in just now, and he or she's got quite a bit of grass. Oh, he's disappeared again. But sometimes they come and they go. Sometimes they take things out of the bird box. But anyway, this is just a little bit. Oh, he's back in again now. And he'll be hopefully tucking that in to. And he's going out again. Coming back to Nesbrick again, do look out for things in your garden. It's not just birds that we would like to, and Nesbrick would like to know about. They would like to know about if you see any shrews, if you see any foxes. If you've got a wet area in your garden, maybe you might get toads or frog spawn. And when you go out on your local walks, do look out for interesting and unusual animals, plants as well, flowering plants. There's a lot of flowering plants out. Lots of blackthorn and hawthorn will be coming along soon. There's a coltsfoot coming out a lot here in the Aberdeen area. So again, have a look out for all of that. We would love to know. These are things that you can do in your garden and contribute even right where you are. Apart from that, get in contact with people. Do phone up folks in their houses, your relatives, and folks who you know may be feeling a bit lonely at this time. Give them a phone. This is Gospel for Grampian, and we are going to be going in for some music. and it's from Millicent and her album Voyage, How Come. We'll be back again next week at the same time, coming up at 6 o'clock. There's a program that we broadcast last week, and that is a gospel of hope. And at 7 o'clock, you'll be able to enjoy some wonderful hymns. Coming up also on Gospel for Grampian in the next few days and few weeks, we've been sourcing some new gospel music from LPs and records, and that will be making its way into the playlists over the coming weeks. And there's also some messages as well. Lots of things coming here on Gospel for Grampian, Gospel Community Radio for North Scotland, engaging, equipping, enabling communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre. So I say bye-bye for now. Have a great weekend. This programme goes out again, 12 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, and as the individual community elements during the week. Bye.